This is a News 1130 special report.
It helped put Vancouver on the map, and today marks its 30th anniversary. We're talking about Expo 86, and all week, the News 1130 Midday Show will be interviewing some of the movers and shakers who helped pull it off.
Now, the full name was the 1986 World Exposition on Transportation and Communication, and it coincided with Vancouver's centennial, bringing 22 million people to the city by the time it wrapped up in October of that year. Joining us on the line is the man who was the president and CEO of Expo, Jimmy Pattison. So, Jimmy, what was Vancouver like before Expo?
We didn't have as much traffic. We didn't have as many people. We didn't have the same kind of vitality that we have in the city today. And, of course, it wasn't nearly as cosmopolitan as we have today. Our part of the world was not doing that well, and so the premier decided to stimulate the economy, and he certainly made a good step forward in doing what he did.
Now, when you were appointed to the Order of BC, the award noted you were the expediter of Expo, the person who made it happen. Did you have any sort of vision going into it?
No, it was not my vision. It was the premier's vision, and with the help of Grace McCarthy, who decided to put on the fair. My job was just to help get it done, and so that was a lot me and a lot of other people, so that to get what the premier wanted to accomplish.
And what challenges did you face?
Well, the first one is we had to get the land, and that was a big project. And then after that, we had to decide what the public wanted and where were they going to come and how are we going to get them here and what was going to make it different for people that wanted to come.
You know, there's still a lot of talk to this day about some of those land purchases associated with Expo. What's your take on the current state of real estate in Metro Vancouver?
Well, the current state of real estate, it's very difficult for people that have families today for the children to live in Vancouver where they grew up because the prices are so high because it's been driven basically with a foreign investment.
Any regrets, anything you would do differently if you could do it all over again?
I'm sure there is, but I can't recall it because when you do something for the first time, you usually make a lot of mistakes, and I made all of those, but not enough to cause a problem. We did better than we expected. We budgeted for 14 million people, and we wound up with 22 million, so that part worked out okay.
Now, you were also involved with the 2010 Winter Olympics in Vancouver. What were the main differences between the two international events?
Oh, sure. The Olympics was a totally different proposition. The Olympics was a worldwide project. It was a major television event. It was a worldwide event, and that, of course, helped Vancouver, too, to have that kind of exposure. And whereas it was a massive television event for Vancouver, whereas the World's Fair, a lot of people came to it, and a lot of people in British Columbia, California, and of course, Western Canada.
And finally, Jimmy, what is Expo's biggest legacy, in your opinion?
Well, I think it gave the people in the province an opportunity to at the time, you got to go back and understand at the time that when the premier put on the fair that he realized he needed to boost the economy and boost employment, and I think it helped us get more confidence in ourselves, and I think that it certainly gave the people all of the province a sense of pride that we could accomplish something that turned out to be better than we'd anticipated.
Thanks so much for joining us, Jimmy. Jimmy Pattison on the line today. Tomorrow, tune in. We'll be talking to former Premier Mike Harcourt, who was mayor of the city of Vancouver at the time of the fair. By the way, we've also got a great cache of Expo 86 photos posted online on our website, news1130.com.